On Thursday, the Wrangell School District entered into a contract with Chatham School District to deliver coursework to the Alaska Virtual Learning Network. This would allow high school students to take online courses for credit. The Commissioner of Education and Early Development, Mike Hanley, and the Coordinator of Educational Technology, Roxanne Morant, came to propose that Wrangell house the virtual school program. Wrangell has been offering online courses for 2 years through the education service K-12, and Commissioner Hanley says Wrangell was an obvious choice.
The actual program will be housed here. We recognized that Wrangell was already ahead of many of our districts in regards to online distance education and distance delivery models, and so we wanted to use those strengths to support the rest of the state.
Hanley says the visit was also a time to discuss contracts, benefits to the district, and gather the board's opinion of the program. After listening to the commissioner's proposal, the school board agreed to enter into the contract with Chatham School District to carry out the program in partnership with Alaska's Learning Network, which will offer online courses to high school students across the state. Superintendent Woody Wilson says the program could make Wrangell a kind of hub for virtual education in the state, while giving students who go to school in remote areas a chance to take courses through a high school system that can better equip them for college.
The problem that the state of Alaska is experiencing right now in many communities, students are not prepared for college. And when they try to go to college, they take these pre-assessments and they find out that they're not ready for college English, or they find out they're not ready for college algebra. And so the university then requires these students to take remedial classes, and they're expensive, and the university doesn't really care to do that, and the student shouldn't be in that position. Students should have a better, more well-rounded education from their high school than they're in some places they're able to get at this time. So this whole idea of sending these classes out by way of distance is one method of helping that problem.
The program is funded through an American Recovery and Reinvestment Act grant. The grant is for $420,000, but Roxanne Morant says they are working to get other grant funding to reach the $1.2 million mark for the cost of the program.
We're about halfway through the grant. We've gotten it started, got the infrastructure, got some professional development. We've evaluated a lot of online courses, and we're liking the K-12 learning, which Wrangell is using. So there's between $600,000 and $650,000 left right now.
Superintendent Wilson says the program is in a test phase and will start in the fall. He says after a year, they will know if the program is successful enough to move forward.
It is in a test phase at this point. This money disappears. This is ERA money and stimulus money, so it's going to go away. But based on our results, it would be my anticipation that the Department of Education and others will be looking for other money sources to continue this program. I believe school districts will always be required to pay something for these classes, but I think that there's a good possibility that there could be another funding source added on to make it more palatable in the future years.
At this time, letters have been sent to all superintendents in the state to find out who wants to participate in the program and the number of students. A scholarship funded through the grant will also be awarded to students who sign up early for the program. The next move for the Wrangell School Board is to find someone to facilitate the program, as well as hiring instructors to teach the online courses. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.